It's pretty the two basic themes are pretty simple. It's pop culture and religion, basically, are the two major themes. But the performance kind of tries to tackle these two themes in a perspective which is really, you know, deals with typical questions within modernism or postmodernism. So like high and low art, public participation, the status of the work of art, and those basic questions, basically.
Ja, Jugendkultur, Sektenhaftigkeit, das klingt ja auch sehr spezifisch. Wie, was hat sich dazu inspiriert?
The inspirations for, I mean, one of the main threads of this, the foundations of the idea of the performance is the history of performance art, basically, and the idea of making performance art in a kind of like a satire of this tradition, in a sense of like Marina Abramović, Chris Burden, that kind of stuff, like trying to, so that those would be like some of the inspiration is really to create that kind of performative art. Where either the body of the artist is the artwork, or also the participation of the public. You know, so it's like the two directions in which you can go in performance art, either the inner or the outer. You know, and so it's within that the framework of that history. That's one of the main. I guess, I don't know if that's, is it the term was influence? Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, there's so many influences in this. The thing is, it's a very multi-layered and performance, and it strives to do many things at the same time. But on a performative level, really, it references classic performance art, in the sense that by mirroring pop culture, mirroring religion, also mirrors in a way that kind of the classic rituals of performance art.
Ja, du hast ja auch gerade gesprochen, was dich dazu inspiriert. Wie wird die, und dass es zwei Themen gibt, wie werden die szenisch denn umgesetzt von den KünstlerInnen?
It's an immersive, participatory performance. So we're trying to, as best as we can, but maybe always failing on some level. We're trying to challenge the idea that there are spectators and creators, that there's a stage and there's an audience. Trying to create some sort of horizontal, relationship, and an immersive one where, you're not. We would like to. We're striving always towards some sort of that. There's no difference in between the artists and the spectators. Like something where it's an objective. You know, that's always kind of fails on some level.
Und könntest du ein Beispiel für einen Bühnenaufbau, der dir besonders gefällt, vielleicht geben? Was ist denn zu sehen?
A lot of scenes. There's a few scenes which are articulated in the idea of the relationship between spectators and the audience and let's say the artist or the star, like the fans and the star. And so there's several kind of scenes which deal with the idea of the audience killing the idol, the pop star, and also dying with the pop star, in a sense. So those are like a strong relationship, I think. They articulate a strong But I don't want to say too much, because I don't want people to know exactly what's going to happen, because I think it's cute, it's nice that they'll be surprised, you know. You don't want them to come too prepared, you know.
Ja, vielleicht kannst du ein bisschen über die Figuren verraten, die Charaktere und die, wie sie in Kostümen umgesetzt werden. Also was ist die Besonderheit an den verschiedenen Charakteren?
The characters are kind of all like based on some sort of hybrid in between pop culture and religion. So all of the characters are a mix, like between some priest or a pop star or a fan. They're all variations on these themes, basically. The costume design is within those themes, and also with the idea also of, ideally, at its maximum potential, the costumes, sets, accessories, all these aspects should pull towards some sort of performative act, you know, like towards a ritual performative act. So they're in use, in a sense. That's the costumes, the accessories, the set are interesting to us to me at least, when they create interaction, you know, interaction with the public, with the artists, you know.
Ich habe auch schon von bei eurer Website gesehen, dass ihr mit, beziehungsweise bei der Website von dem VUG, dass ihr mit einer Formsprache arbeitet. Zum Beispiel ein Dreieck ist mir öfter aufgefallen, auch in Form eines Nachos, der auch, wie man so vom Video sieht, mit Füßen weitergegeben wird. Was ist denn der Hintergrund dieser Formsprache?
It's very simple. It's just this mix of pop culture and religion. So the idea of like doing a religious culture with like this, pop object, you know, basically. So like the nacho chip is a triangle, which is a basic like a mystical form, and also some sort of, you know, pop cultural fast food. Most of the ideas in the performance are all based on that kind of idea. They're all, it's like an endless iteration of the same ideas, kind of.
Als Regisseur des Stückes, was freut dich dann am meisten, wenn du an die Aufführung hier in Halle morgen und übermorgen denkst?
I don't really consider myself the head of anything. I try to organize this as a collective, and I don't consider myself as directing people or telling them what to do. We collaborate as equals, you know. So I coordinate a lot and I do a lot of dirty work, but it doesn't mean am I the head really? I don't really consider myself the head, but I just work a lot on it and do certain things that other people wouldn't want to do. So I do specific things that other people don't necessarily want to do. But I don't consider this project really to have a head, you know. But maybe in the end, you know, it's easier to say that I'm directing this or whatever. I don't know. But what do I expect? I don't. I try to remain open, you know. And I'm interested in, you know, the unexpected. So I don't really expect anything. I'm always, you know, open to the future, basically.
Also die Dauer des Stückes ist ja von 20:30 bis 2 Uhr angegeben, was vielleicht daran liegt, dass ihr danach noch ein Rave geplant habt. Das hat mich ein bisschen stutzig gemacht und ich wollte wissen, wieso ein Rave am Abschluss? Gibt es da vielleicht einen Hintergrund, der mit dem Stück zusammenhängt?
Well, when we started these performances, I started them with Désiré, who's one of the collaborators, and he's really big in to techno and DJ and that kind of stuff. And so it was when we started really the project as a performance project. Before it was a movie project, and I wanted music for the movie, but we started it as a performance project, making music, and so making electronic music. And so within the rituals and the orientation we gave it, because when we started the performance, it was just me and Désiré doing it. There wasn't like so many people as there are now. And it was really, it immediately got this musical, electronic music, and also club culture, techno, rave culture integrated. And so the idea of, you know, of course, it's, you know, trance, dance as some sort of ritual, religious experience. Pretty easy, you know.
Nochmal zum Schluss als einfach eine Frage. Gibt es irgendwas, was du den Leuten, die sich vielleicht dafür interessieren, die vielleicht jetzt als Zuschauer erscheinen, nochmal mitgeben willst?
No, this is not my approach. Isn't really. I mean, the approach of the whole performance isn't really very discursive. It's not like what we have to say to them will be said during the performance. You know, through the words of the performance. Yeah.